Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome back to day six of the 10-day well-being habit quest. We are not chasing a life overhaul, but we are building one tiny well-being habit that actually sticks. And so far, you've been practicing your habit for almost a week. So well done. I do hope that you feel that I'm making this process of creating well-being habits that stick as easy as possible for you so that you can start 2026 with purpose, happiness, and meaning in mind. I also do hope that you check out my resources on my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk. I have designed a science-backed PDF workbook packed with habit-building strategies and some templates, and I'm also delivering interactive workshops to bring like-minded individuals together so that we can support each other with our habit journey. I truly believe that having the right habits in life is the path to happiness and well-being. So I do hope you will join us. Today we are going deeper than behavior, and we are talking about identity. I think when it comes to habits, it's so easy to get stuck in that loop of social comparison of what other people are doing. I should be doing this. Maybe no, I should be doing something else. And really not thinking what is important to us. This insight comes from James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. And it's very much about thinking how habits are in line with our values. Because it clearly shows that if the habit is in line with our values, it's in line with who we are as people, what's important to us, we are more likely to stick to it, which, again, sounds very simple. And yet often we try to do habits or engage with habits that just don't suit us or our lifestyle. So I would really encourage you to complete a simple sentence. I'm the kind of person who. So thinking about more of an identity. For example, I'm the kind of person who prioritizes my well-being every day. That's why I'm engaging in this tiny habit. Or I'm the kind of person who takes 5 minutes for their mind, no matter how busy I am. And that's why I am engaging in this tiny habit. Or in my example, I'm a writer who writes freely, even if it's for only 10 minutes a day. And that's why I have this daily habit of opening my journal and writing. It's very important that you repeat it after your habit ever so often. So you give yourself and your brain a reminder, oh yeah, that's why I'm doing it. But it is in line of who I am. It is in line with my identity. It is in line with my values. So today, I really do encourage you to not just do the habit, but also think about embodying that identity. Tomorrow, we'll bring in social support to give your habit a boost. So I hope to see you there. Bye.